Close your eyes and picture the Major League Baseball logo. Blue on the left, red on the right, with a batter's silhouette in the middle. It's the same for the NBA, except it's Jerry West's profile as the focal point. Major League Gaming's logo follows form, featuring a white silhouette of a video game controller. But logos aren't the only thing Major League Gaming has in common with pro baseball and basketball. There's some serious money involved. Only a Game's Karen Given has our story from last weekend's MLG National Finals in Providence, Rhode Island.
The next game happens, and what's our next game type, Corey?
That's going to bring us to Search and Destroy on Firing Range here with Eon Envy and Quantic Next Threat. And
from one of four broadcast booths behind the main gaming floor at the Rhode Island Convention Center, Corey Dunn and Golden Boy, snazzily dressed and sitting behind a shiny black desk, look like any other sportscasters on ESPN. Only this feed is being beamed by satellite truck to the internet and 1 million viewers in 175 countries, the same number that broadcast the NFL.
You've got high-definition cameras, you've got sportscasters, you've got the game feeds. It's a pretty big production.
Sundance DiGiovanni is the co-founder and CEO of MLG, and he doesn't like getting into a debate over whether his league is a sport.
Video games are arguably the next great wave. I mean, we produce this as sport. You know, from the streams to the stars within the league, the excitement in the room. If it looks like a sport and talks like a sport and walks like a sport, it's kind of a sport.
20,000 participants and spectators will jockey for a good view of the jumbo screens in the convention center over the course of the weekend, and countless more are gathering together in living rooms and bars to watch as four national championships are awarded over 3 days.
There's a huge audience for what we do, and it's a young, vocal audience with a disposable income that wants to support what we do. So it's all in the presentation, and that's what we spend a lot of time really mastering, is making this something that people can gather together to watch and enjoy as a spectator, not just as a participant.
Out on the floor, every chair and much of the standing room is filled with that mostly young audience staring intently at the action. Underneath the enormous video screens, two teams of four are frantically pushing buttons on their controllers and shouting out commands as they compete in the grand final for Call of Duty Black Ops.
15 seconds left in the game. Can Virus do it? Can he be the hero of Next Threat, the hero of Quantic Gaming? He managed to take one guy out!
The room erupts with excitement as a guy called Virus seals the victory for his team, Quantic Next Threat. A few minutes later, MLG CEO Sundance DiGiovanni puts a large presentation check for $50,000 into the eager hands of 17-year-old Doug Martin, a.k.a. Censor, who promises to put the money toward college. Joe DeLuca is studying communication at Bowling Green State University in Ohio. In Call of Duty, he's known as Merc, and he's had a little success of his own.
These tournaments, they have good money, but I myself, a few months ago, we won the $1 million tournament, and that was $400,000 for first, so I personally made $100,000 just off one tournament, so it's pretty good.
DeLuca says his parents weren't too sure about his hobby until he started bringing home paychecks. And now?
I mean, my mom's right there, so. Mom, what do you?
Clearly she's supportive.
Yeah, she's very supportive of this. I mean.
August is great today.
Yeah, they are good. They're good grades, chill.
An hour after he was handed a check almost as tall as he is, Doug Martin is still carrying it around. His team captain, Blake Campbell, doubts he'll ever put it down.
When we get back to the hotel, yeah, a couple
not.
Hours.
Probably not.
Feels nice walking around with this thing, you know. Everyone's stopping and saying congratulations to us. It just feels great. After all this time to win, and it's just the best feeling I've ever had so far.
Campbell's been playing seriously since junior high. Martin insists his passion began when he was just 8 years old. But neither of them ever thought they'd be hoisting around checks for $50,000 and more.
Not a chance, no.
No one thought it would get this big, and it's only getting bigger, so it's life-changing, it really is.
As the Call of Duty fans clear out, Ian Helmar from Beverly, Massachusetts, snags a prime seat to watch his game, League of Legends. He doesn't often get the chance to watch in person, but when he has the time, he likes to tune in to see the pros online.
They stream on websites that allow you to post put ads on your stream, so they have live streams of them playing while they play during the day, practice, and they make ad money off of that. So the most popular players will get, they'll be streaming in the middle of the day on a weekday, and they'll get 6,000 viewers.
6,000 people watching someone else practice is nothing compared to the passion of fans of StarCraft II, a game so dominated by Koreans that everyone else is simply called a foreigner. The StarCraft gallery includes two shirtless guys with their favorite team logo painted on their chests and numbers of fans, mostly women, holding up homemade signs for their favorite players. StarCraft II is an individual game, but players form teams that generally live together, share incomes, and train against each other. Daily programs on Twitch TV, an online video source for gamers, keep fans on top of the latest strategies. Though I'm told that the game maker Blizzard recently made StarCraft II more spectator-friendly, sometimes the MLG casters sound like they're speaking a foreign language.
That's a good replay to study, by the way, because Leenok, one of the things he did is he was baiting the stalkers to the corner of the base with the mutas, and then he had infestors on the low ground that he fungled and then used the hydras to kill the stalkers.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? That is so smart and intelligent play, so you got
it. Well, guys, it is time now for game number two as we head to Team Slayer on Sanctuary.
At the far end of the hall, the Halo National Championship is being contested, blissfully free of mutas, infestors, and hydras. I'm still confused. So is Marie Markowski, who's here with her 18-year-old son, Steve.
It's interesting what a mother will do for her children.
Marie says she's useless with a game controller in her hands, but she's solidly supportive of her son's passion.
This is going to be one of the biggest industries in the next 5 years. It is phenomenal. He's actually going to school for graphic design, and he hopes to do something with this genre because it's a sport for kids who wouldn't normally do another type of sport. So they love it.
Major League Gaming now enters its off-season, during which new versions of games will be adopted, teams will trade players, and college students will have a little extra time to study. Competition begins again in the spring. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Special thanks this week to Paul Veitkis. Our intern is Jillian Geib. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view Karen Given's Major League Gaming photo gallery or learn more about this week's music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. Our final word this week comes courtesy of one of Major League Gaming's two tournament announcers.
Unfreaking believable, ladies and gentlemen. MLG could not write this. I couldn't write this because I have horrible grammar.
Why should grammar even matter? All you need is a strong grasping of the source code, what do you call it, and the handle, the little buttons there, and you're all... I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for expanding learning opportunities beyond the school day at wallacefoundation.org. And American Jewish World Service, supporting local solutions to global challenges at ajws.org. This is NPR.